connected with stimulating talk and breaking news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Baltimore, and WCBM.com.
Danger for airliners. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The U.S. warning commercial airliners a few hours ago that flying through the Persian Gulf region could be very risky right now. The FAA's concerned that Iran might mistake commercial jets for military warplanes. That's what happened 30 years ago when the U.S. mistook an Iranian passenger jet for a warplane during a naval battle, killing all 290 people on board. The Trump administration says it is waiting by the phone for Iran to call and ease the tensions that started 2 weeks ago when the U.S. ramped up military forces in the Persian Gulf.
On Wednesday, the State Department ordered all non-emergency U.S. government employees to leave Iraq. The Wall Street Journal reporting that Iran and the U.S. may have misread each other's actions.
Fox's Allison Barber. Well, Iran is not calling, but it is threatening.
Senior officials and military officials there saying, quote, even our short-range missiles can easily reach U.S. warships in the Gulf. America cannot afford the cost of a new war. And the country is in a bad situation in terms of manpower and social conditions.
Fox's Rich Edson. In Missouri, lawmakers passed a tough abortion bill.
We will sign it.
Governor Mike Parson's supporting the bill. It bans abortions starting at 8 weeks of pregnancy and comes after only 2 days after Alabama enacted the most restrictive ban in the country. Fox's Kristen Fisher.
Every Democratic presidential candidate, except New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, is talking about Alabama's new law. And no surprise, all of them are adamantly against it.
To see in Alabama that if someone is raped and she seeks an abortion, the doctor who treats her will be penalized with a longer prison term than her rapist makes me question whether the discussion about freedom in this country has gone off the rails.
Democratic candidate Pete Buttigieg. This is Fox News.
Fox Nation is the ultimate companion to Fox News, and you can get your first month of this premium streaming service for just 99 cents. Go to FoxNation.com to get this limited time offer now. Exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. 99 cents. Your favorite personalities like Brian Kilmeade, Abby Hornacek, and Pete Hegseth on Fox Nation for 99 cents. And big events like our first ever Fox Nation Summit in Arizona, just 99 cents. Your first month of Fox Nation is now just 99 cents. So go to FoxNation.com and join now before this limited time offer runs out.
Tucker Carlson.
There's just so much barking and noise and yelling. Our role is to take three steps back and discern what really matters.
Sean Hannity.
The most important thing that we do, we are looking out for the forgotten men and women in this country.
Laura Ingraham.
They're going to get a straight shooter, no holds barred. I'm not going to cut people slack.
Fox is the one place where dissent is allowed.
We have voices. We won't be silent.
Who controls my voice? Nobody.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
A football coach likely prevented a tragedy by tackling a would-be gunman yesterday in Oregon.
Oregon Live says a student had brought a gun to the school with the intention of committing suicide when Lowe spotted him and took him down. No word of any other motive. The suspect was taken into custody and no other students were harmed.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. That hero coach at Park Rose High School in Portland is Kenan Lowe. He honed his moves as a wide receiver for the University of Oregon. An independent report says Ohio State doctor sexually abused at least 177 male students and that school officials knew about the abuse but did little to stop it. The doctor committed suicide in 2005. Another hearing date is set for the Jussie Smollett case.
During Friday's hearing, Judge Michael Tooman didn't rule on and didn't deny a petition requesting the special prosecutor in the matter, instead setting another hearing date of May 31st. Former Illinois Appellate Justice Sheila O'Brien is the one who requested the special prosecutor, saying the public deserves the truth about the handling of Jussie Smollett's case by Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox. Smollett claimed he was attacked in January by masked men who shouted racial and anti-gay slurs before saying the incident was staged. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And when it comes to HBO's Game of Thrones, a survey reveals Republicans and Democrats agree on a lot.
Ahead of the Game of Thrones series finale, consulting firms Firehouse Strategies and Optimist surveyed over 2,000 registered voters, asking them to weigh in on everything from who deserves to sit on the HBO hits Iron Throne to current U.S. politics. 56% of Republicans believe the upcoming 2020 presidential election will be more ruthless than the show's Battle of King's Landing, where the fictional city burns to the ground. 44% of Democrats share this view.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. And I'm Carmen Roberts. This is Fox News.
Well, the weekend's underway. Looks like a fairly quiet start to things here in Baltimore this weekend. Not expecting much in the way of thunderstorm chances today. Just a stray storm at most. Rain chances 20% or so near 80 degrees. Low tonight 63. Storm chances go up tomorrow 86. I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie. More from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Broadcasting from the WCBM Safe Retirement Solutions Studios. Call Rod Barrowy, 410-266-1120. SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. Join me each and every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. for the all-new Rescue Healthline Show, where we'll talk about natural solutions to a wide range of health-related issues. Dr. Jeffrey Shapiro will answer your questions on how the all-natural supplements can benefit you. Listen every Sunday morning at 8 and begin your journey to a natural and healthy lifestyle. Brought to you by Rescue Supplements for your heart and health. The all-new Rescue Healthline Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 4343 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 4343. Enjoy.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employers, and advertisers of WCBM. But they should be.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and right now it's the crowded Outdoorsman Radio Show. It's usually Chris and me, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, just you and I. Sometimes we have a conversation like this over the show, you know, that type of thing. Well, no, Sparky's here. She's back.
Yep, she made the trip.
She made the trip, and glad to have her here. She's back in the kitchen right now, fixing breakfast for everybody.
Cook those eggs and that bacon.
How do you like your eggs? How do you like your omelets, guys? Let's see. And then Chuck and Diane Spohr are here. And they just showed up, you know, wandered in and showed up and didn't tell anybody. But that's okay. Did you tell Sparky you were coming?
No.
No?
No. I couldn't even tell Chris because he had the phone on busy.
Oh, you tried to call it. Oh, you need to have his secret,
hotline.
Right.
We need to have a secret. Yep. So, Chris got to hear our conversation today coming up in the car.
It was garbled. Couldn't hear anything.
No, it was, well, Robin sent a text and then something happened and recorded like 3 minutes of conversation and then she forwarded to Chris. But that, or maybe I did. I'm getting a look. Can you tell I'm getting
it
a look?
It was a butt recording.
It wasn't much of a conversation. It was we were talking about
your birthday.
People that have birthdays on my birthday, right. Which was a couple of famous people like Andre the Giant, Grace Jones, Malcolm X, and I was saying, you know, only a couple of those people are still alive. Grace Jones is the only one I know, right. And she named two people that we know that have birthdays the same day. One is a friend of hers mother, and another one is Bobby. You know Bobby that does this measuring?
Yeah.
Yeah, his son Mason, his birthday.
That is an amazing kid. He is just so
Mason
cool.
Is a cool kid. Yeah, no question about it.
I have never seen him pick up an electronic device, ever.
Nope. He's 14 and does not spend time on his phone.
We need more kids like that.
A lot more kids like that. Bobby's raised him right. They go shark tooth hunting down on the bayfront down in Calvert County. They go looking for Indian arrowheads. They go looking for shed antlers. They go metal detecting. You know, and hunting and fishing.
So, and on a regular basis, like every day.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It is amazing. So,
mm-hmm. Indeed. Well, you mentioned birthdays.
Yes, I did.
Get the bag die.
We
actually had a ulterior motive. Last night, I just said, hey, let's see if we can go get a little cake for Alan and show up at the studio.
Well, I'll tell you what. We thoroughly enjoyed dinner with you guys on Monday. I know you went to one of our sponsors, right. Chesapeake Outdoors, and had your crossbow That's checked out. Look at that.
Oh, I love it.
And
I love the color.
And you requested Bay Country Bakery.
Right.
So you're engaged in two of our sponsors on Monday. Oh, look at that. Isn't that funny?
Right.
Oh, I like that. Yes. Very nice.
That's a Bay Country cake?
No,
that's not a Bay Country cake.
No, it's a Weiss Markets.
The Weiss Market cake. Well, that's
a good cake.
That's
exactly.
Very nice,
it's still
guys.
Good. Right.
Here you go. I need a picture.
It's one of our advertisers.
Yeah.
I got you.
You got me?
I got you.
Who's one of your advertisers?
Weiss.
Oh, here in the station?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got it.
Turn it this way.
All right. So there's a lot going on here this morning, folks.
Right. Everybody's trying to listen to us take pictures.
Yeah, that's great radio. Hey, listen, here, you might hear the camera click or the phone click or not. So, anyway, we had dinner with Chuck and Diane at one of our favorite restaurants on Kent Narrows at Annie's.
Good dinner.
How are the donuts, by the way?
I just finished them yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, that's good. I was good. I didn't sit down and eat them all.
You didn't?
I didn't do a Chris to them.
Chris likes them.
They were delicious.
Indeed. So, yeah. So it's always nice to have good sponsors that you can work with and, you know, and we appreciate it.
We have a lot of good sponsors. I mean, we have good sponsors. I mean,
Yeah, we do.
Cool guys.
Yep.
Except they were out of elephant ears this time.
Yeah, for Chuck, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right.
So it's one of my favorites, too.
I always try to support your advertisers because they're supporting you.
So do we. Yep, we do, too. So, you know, if I say something and, you know, and recommend the folks, that's because I buy from them, too, you know. So, exactly.
I got to get them to get me some more crafts.
So, no, I went to, we were delivering magazines yesterday, and I went down to, where did I go first? I went to Taylor's Island, so I went through Dorchester County, and I went to Ocean City, and I went to wherever else, Princess Anne. So I was down all of that lower shore area yesterday, and I didn't tell Robin I stopped at Bay Country.
Wait a minute. Nothing came home yesterday.
It did not. Well, it did in my belly.
So. I'll remember that. He already owes me crabs.
What do you mean I owe you crabs?
Remember, because we went out the other day and I didn't get crabs. I said, you said you'd get me some at home so we could enjoy them in our house.
I said,
yes, you did.
Really?
Yes. Oh, you agreed to the whole thing.
Wow.
And if you didn't, I'm not telling.
Our number here is 410-WCBM 680. If you'd like to enjoy the conversation, we would love to have you here.
At least call in and wish Alan a happy birthday.
Well, thank you, Chuck.
That's right.
Yeah, it's tomorrow. It's
right.
I sent this out to somebody the other day and they didn't get it. I said it's the 26th anniversary of my 39th birthday. So, but they didn't get it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, am I officially? You're getting there, but am I officially now a seasoned citizen?
Yes, you are.
Really?
Yeah. You're old.
Even DNR recognizes you as a senior citizen. Oh,
that's right. We talked about that. Right. Yeah, get a senior license this
right.
year.
Yeah, I qualify too.
Yeah, if you turn 65 in that
calendar year.
Yeah, you can get a... But, you know, I paid full price for my fishing license, and they never mentioned it.
I don't know about the fishing license.
I just know about the hunting one.
Because that's why I sent you the copy out of the hunting guide.
Yep, for the hunting license, so... Yeah, you're getting all kinds of emails too, there, Miss Robin.
I'm answering them now.
Yeah, I get it. Your fans have spoken.
I know they're just so glad I'm back. I know.
They are. I am.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You were really happy when I slept through the alarm.
Yeah, that did make me very happy. But you know, do you wanted me to read something on the air?
Yeah, it was your message, right?
Okay, so. By the way, get your crab questions ready for the next hour, okay? We do have a guest. Her name is Janine, and she's the program manager for Maryland Blue Crab Program here, Janine McClare, and she'll be our guest, so we're going to talk about crabs. And Janine and I talked yesterday a little bit about, you know, the pre-show stuff, what we were going to talk about, but she's a little nervous. She's young, new baby, so anyway, you wanted me to read this. I said, okay.
Well, I thought it was appropriate. I mean...
Well, I said, okay, I'll read it.
I mean, it's...
Turkey season's winding down as spring morphs into summer. And our thoughts go in two directions. The past season with its successes and opportunities and the upcoming season. Now, keep in mind, this is an introduction to a hunting magazine.
Right, I know.
You know, okay. So I'm just telling our listeners that, so... Okay. We're watching the does with their fawns and the bucks starting to grow their antlers. We watch our trail camera photos as the critters come and go. We go fishing. Some of us go spring bear hunting up north. Isn't it a good time of year to get someone interested in hunting? There are plenty of people, young and old, that would love to go. Take a kid or a neighbor on a deer ride to watch a deer activity with you. Let them use the binoculars. Take a video with your phone and watch it with them. Go to a quiet spot in the woods to just watch and listen and point out that it's the experience of being outside that counts. Take a walk to visit your tree stand and trail camera sites, then explain why you chose that location. Attend a hunter education course with an interested person. Visit a taxidermy studio. Go to a gun range and shoot a .22 rifle. Shoot some clay birds. Talk about the conservation ethic. Buy an inexpensive bow and teach someone how to use it. Go groundhog hunting. Visit your favorite hunting store. Personally, I enjoy mentoring. There's so much knowledge and so many experiences to share. And I even enjoy being the mentee. I went turkey hunting with a friend this season. His name is Bobby Dutrow, and he's harvested nearly 60 longbeards, while I've never harvested a gobbler. Bobby and I are nearly the same age. We'd been talking about hunting together for at least 15 years, and this year we made it happen. To listen to an expert as they explain the strategy of why they hunt in a certain spot or where to place the decoys or when to call and when not to, just expands your knowledge. And as mentor and or mentee, if the day is successful, even if it's a Jake, that's the icing on the cake. Thanks, Bobby. So enjoy this issue. Celebrate the successes with our hunters who shared their stories and photos. Look at the smiles on the faces of the young people in the photos and think about what you can do to share the traditions and the positive aspects of our hunting heritage. And that was my introduction to the Hunting Quarterly. So
I thought it was very, very appropriate.
Well, thank you.
Our numbers are decreasing each year. So
no question.
We have to have... a source for new hunters, and that's the easiest way to get is mentoring.
We're gonna get Robin to at least take an online hunter safety education course.
I started it.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think somebody else should probably take it.
Take an online hunter education. You know, you can always be an apprentice hunter. Get an apprentice license, 1 year only. You don't have to take the full blown hunter safety education course. You don't. You go out and you can make a decision for yourself whether you want to continue. And Chris should do the same thing.
Yeah, I signed up for it. I mean, I've got to go and I've got to start.
You're going to take the full-blown course.
I'm going to take the full-blown course. And then I think in July I'm going to be taking the classroom stuff.
Yeah, the field.
The field. Exactly.
Yeah, the field stuff is always interesting. You know, it's safety, shoot or don't shoot, mm-hmm. you know, identify your background and all that type of thing.
And tracking.
Tracking is good, yep, you know, and all that. Now, I really enjoyed the bow hunter education course. Have you ever taken
that?
No,
I haven't.
Yeah, the National Bowhunter Education course is a nice one because that involves a lot of the same things, shoot or don't shoot and tracking and all that, but it also involves judging the range, you know, how far is that target to shoot. And, you know, it's something that you got to practice that skill.
Right.
You know, I mean, everybody has, oh, I got a range finder, you know. But I was talking to Pete down at Chesapeake Outdoors, who wrote the article in the last issue about hunting turkeys with a bow. And he said, people don't shoot their bows at 3 yards. People don't shoot their bows at 5 yards or 6 yards. People, you know, and that's how close you can get some of these turkeys.
Right.
They're 10 yards. Everybody's out shooting 20, 30, 40, 50 yards, you know, in case that deer comes by at that range. Well, what happens when you get one in your lap or right under your stand? How do you shoot? Right. How do you practice? So, you know, it's there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of things mm-hmm. to consider. So
I'm really looking forward to be able to mentor my grandson.
Yep.
Both of them.
That's right.
Yes, indeed.
You know, and this year, the oldest is 7, and I already cleared it with my son that when I go over his house to shoot and sight my crossbow in, he's
right.
got more room than I do.
Right.
And both boys come down and try and watch me. You know,
sure.
And then I got to, you know, stay behind me. Don't move in front of me and stuff like that. But taking the oldest one out and let him shoot my crossbow.
Yeah,
even if it's only going to be 10, you know, moving in the 10 yards.
Oh, sure.
So there's not much chance he'll miss it, but
no.
But just to get him going, my son has already got my grandson a 22.
Right.
And at the Maryland Hunter Coalition banquet 2 years ago, I won 2 guns that. Were youth guns, so they're both going to eventually be.
That's right. You won the 22s.
No, yep. 22, and then the 22-250.
Yep, yep.
Eventually, they're going to be my grandsons. So
makes sense.
Gonna, you know, just I'm looking forward to the next few years being able to try and teach them some things that I've learned.
Mm-hmm.
So that and also maybe this fall, maybe not, but. At least next year, I plan on taking my grandson out and put in my blind.
Sure.
Because I'll go up to Bob's, and there's plenty of room.
Jacob started shooting a BB gun in our yard, in our backyard,
right.
You know. Set up the targets, something that they have these little clay bird targets, right. You know, for BB right. gun. And they blow up, you right. know, and shoot holes in tin cans and all right. that stuff.
Well, my grandson's already practiced on pumpkins with his 22.
Well, there you go. Pumpkins are
now,
good. That's good.
You cleared it with your son. Did you clear it with your daughter-in-law also?
It's a hunting decision. okay is all I need.
See, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you
yeah.
go. Well, our buddy Butch over at Baltimore County Game and Fish, who offers a really nice hunter safety education course over there. You might want to check their website out, anybody listening. Butch said, remind me and I'll get Robin a hunter study guide today.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
There. So there you go. So Butch, a hunter safety
Thank
education
you. I can't
instructor.
Wait.
So, yeah, I've taken that course, I think, 3 times.
Yeah.
You know, I took it when I was a kid in Pennsylvania. Where I passed my course, and when I came to Maryland, I took it again, and I got my Maryland card. Pennsylvania, I don't think I ever had a card.
Right.
If I did, it's gone because I took
right.
that when I was 12,
right.
which is many, many moons ago.
Right. Yeah.
Well, when I used to shoot, I was young. I didn't have anything
right.
back then.
Right.
But I told him today, I said, I want to learn how to shoot handguns because we have
has
handguns. And
shh, don't tell anybody.
I have a handgun. Don't come in my house.
But I don't want to be in there and not know how to
notice,
use
them. Public notice. You know, this is not a gun-free zone.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to know. I don't want to not know how to use it.
Right.
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 Yeah.
Well, that's why I've taken Diane shooting
sure.
my pistols, and even a few years ago bought a .384.
Yeah, sure.
So
380 is a nice little gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice little gun.
Right. And
so.
She was pretty dead on, so I know not to
mess with
pee
her.
Pee her off.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't tick her off.
I've taken the course twice. I mean, for myself, and then took Diane's two youngest sons to for the course. So
I have a friend who was in the FBI or DEA. I can't remember one of those, but he did a lot of work with back in the 70s, 80s on drug enforcement and that type of thing. And he met some pretty nasty people in that profession. And I think he said he was shot three or four times. And, he was shot with a 38. He was shot with a whatever. But he said the worst he had ever been injured was when he got shot in the chest with a .22. And he said that bullet just stayed in there, bounced around from rib cage to rib cage. And, and you met him. You met him. Steve.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
Yep, you know who I'm talking
about. Yeah, he was there that day we met at
the big box store. but that's why I've always selected a .22, for home protection. I mean, they're easy to load. They get a lot of shots off. They're not very loud, and they will deter you.
Mm-hmm.
No question about it. So, and they're easy to point. So, are you reading all these emails from John?
I haven't read the last two.
Okay. Well, we're striking a nerve. So. Anyway, Hunting Quarterly's out. It's getting distributed. Our sponsors have it for the most part. There's a couple of interesting articles in there. Carol mm-hmm. Sherrington, we talked about recipes. She's got venison. How do you say it?
I don't say. I call it something else. I call it glumpky.
Glumpky, and I think that's correct. But
hers is glumpky.
Okay, whatever. The duck and goose seasons are there as well. But, if you want to make those things out of venison, glumpkies.
No.
Why not?
Because it's venison.
Oh, because it's venison.
You want me to give you some ground sicca? I guess I could do that.
I've got plenty of ground sicca. We could do that. And then there's a good article in there by Russ Leaf with the National Wild Turkey Federation about mentoring young kids, taking them turkey hunting, and it's pretty nice. So,
And the article by EW also.
Oh, on the deer, the
results from last year.
The results and the rationale behind the numbers and the trends over the last six years on deer management. So, and I think it's available online. Somebody want to check that? See if
what is it?
Maryland Hunting Quarterly is online yet.
I'm looking right now.
I talked to Barry the other day and our web guy, and hopefully that's online. So, did all these mentions of our sponsors count?
I would suspect that they would, but I mean, you want to tell people a little bit more than just mentioning their name.
Like where they are.
Tell them where they are, what they have. Especially that Bay Country.
All right, we'll start with Bay Country Bakery.
Donuts.
Bay Country Bakery is located in Cambridge, just through Cambridge. And all of us know where it is.
That's right.
But for those of you who don't,
I have it set on my GPS.
There's a big pink donut on the side of the building, and there's a big pink donut on their sign
with
headed
sprinkles.
East on 50. It's a pink, I don't know what flavor the donut is, but it's got pink icing on it, sprinkles all over it. But if you're looking square at the front, it's a big chocolate donut. But anyway, if you think about donuts, you'll find it. They do have the most delicious fresh baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads on the Eastern Shore. That's just limiting it just too much because they go way beyond that. Stop in and see their selection or grab some at the drive-thru. And they do have breakfast all day Saturday today and 6 to 11 Monday through Friday. Now, I'm headed to or from the fishing grounds or delivery or on the beach like I was yesterday. My mouth and my belly just can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a nice maple donut with chocolate drizzles on it and a hot cup of coffee. I just look for the big donut, aforementioned big donut on the side of the building and even on the highway sign. And if you have a morning adventure from 11 till 2, you can stop by and get a tasty lunch. Your hosts are Dave and Gina Levy. They're trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway. If you have it on your GPS like what's his name over there? Chuck has. They're just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think about Big Donut. Big Donut. Visit their website. Like their Facebook page. It's Bake Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see me there. Robin shows up every now and then.
What? But if you're really smart, you bring one home to your wife.
If you're really
smart. That's
if
all
you're
right.
really smart, you so don't, she answer, tell, you don't she, tell her you stopped.
Oh, that's true.
Alan, the thing is, too, better to bring her a donut than have to get something, you know, blingy.
Sparkly?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got something sparkly coming. I can pretty much assure you of that. So. Do you want to run some spots, or do you want me to keep going?
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
All she oaks won't bottom do drop falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's calling. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. You see, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday that my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land and pass it on.
You know, my grandfather was a squirrel hunter. I never hunted with him. Hunted with an old, what did he have? He had a shotgun. I'll think about it in a minute. 16 gauge, and they still make it. They went out of business for a while, and then they came back. But he loved hunting squirrels, gray squirrels, fox squirrels, down in Huntington County, Pennsylvania, on his daughter's and son-in-law's farm. And he'd bring the hides. He'd skin the squirrel, and then he'd take the hides and spread them out on a board, you know, and let them dry. And I always had one of those in my room. That was pretty cool. That kind of inspired me to hunt. And then there's some other stuff, too, and we'll talk about that maybe in a minute. Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
Not too much, but I understand you're a B-Day tomorrow.
Yeah, it is a big day, B-Day tomorrow. Birthday is right. Yep.
Yep. Well, congratulations. Well,
thank you.
A sour note, but there's some that don't even make it that far.
I know it. You're absolutely right. No question.
I'm proof that some don't almost make that far.
That's right.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah. How old were you when you had your stroke?
49.
49.
My 50th birthday was the first month I was in hospital.
Wow. Wow. And Robin, you had a close call too. Ten years ago.
46.
Yeah. 8 weeks in the hospital. You're right. And you and I are healthy, right, so far?
Hey, not that so.
But she's got a lot of replacement parts put
in. I'm healthy.
No replacement parts. Yeah. Never broke a bone. Fell off a roof.
Shh.
Fell off a bridge. 3 rollover totals. Been shot towards twice in my life in a hunting mm-hmm. situation. You know, I mean, where you can see the bullets hitting the brush. Yeah, that was scary. Yeah. Don't remember anything else, but no, never broke a bone. Oh, yeah, rear-ended a tow truck. That wasn't fun. Hey, look, on the one rollover, I was in a F-250 Ford van, and the alternative, which I chose, was running off the road, the ice-covered road, onto the side, into the gravel, and rolling the truck over 1.5 times. Either that or kiss a tractor trailer.
Ooh.
So, yeah, anyway. But, yeah, Glenn, here I am.
Anyway,
somebody kept around.
I haven't had much turkey hunting. I haven't seen anything or heard anything.
Really? I haven't heard anything or seen anything. How about that?
Yesterday afternoon, while I got that, thought I heard one, but it was way far away.
Way far away, yeah.
Off the road and through a couple woods or so.
Wow, that's, yeah, they can gobble, though. They can light up with woods sometimes if it's quiet. You can hear them pretty far away.
I can hear it.
Yeah,
he'd really be disappointed if he could see those pictures from Bob's second floor deck.
That's pretty funny. That video.
Just they're within the car length of his house.
Yeah, pretty amazing. So
up in the woods.
Yep, I'm getting interested in it. I'm getting interested in turkey mm-hmm. hunting. Something else to do in the spring, you know. So
he's got the.
Yeah, I think they could have
got the bug.
Got the bug.
What's that?
I think they could have took a cut 2 or 3 days or so from the goose season, even stuck them up front there on Thanksgiving there, like they.
Oh well, now, you know they did a big public opinion poll, and they talked to the guides and they talked to the quote stakeholders, and the stakeholders said Christmas and New Year's vacation, and then end of the season, and that's what they did. So.
Well, I can remember, of course, use the end of. A lot of times, somewhere around the give or take of the 28th of January, so they could have took about 3 more days off.
Put them in Thanksgiving. Yeah. Yeah. Well, your youth waterfowl day is November 2nd.
I won't be able to. I usually go goose hunting anyway. Usually, went on my birthday, which is the 20th of November.
Right.
It was on Sunday, but you know. I can't go this time.
Yep. Well, it's December 20th to January 4th, and then January 14th to January 31st. And mm-hmm. a daily bag limit of 1 bird. So
right. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yep. So, all right, buddy. Well, good luck on those turkeys. You got a couple more days to go.
Yeah. Well, have a birthday again.
Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate it. Take care. Bye-bye. There goes Glenn. Nice fellow.
He came to the benefit.
Yep. No, he came to the National Outdoor Show.
Oh, that's right.
That's
sorry.
Where he
You're
saw.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Yep. Good guy.
Very nice guy.
Yep. Migratory bird season. So, our buddy Charles Rodney, did you see that video?
I saw it, yes.
Yeah.
Diane watched it too.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
The rabbit
yet.
Hunter. Yep.
Yeah, the rabbit hunter.
You can see his passion.
Oh, no question.
Yeah.
No
I mean, you see it anyway, because if you talked to him, but
you
talk
to him.
But, yeah. But watching that video, you really see his passion.
Yeah, he was on the cover of the Hunting Quarterly for the winter issue. Mm-hmm. I took that picture of him. He had taken a rabbit, shot a rabbit, and he held it up. He was about chest deep in a briar patch, and he held this rabbit up, and I said, hold that rabbit up, Charles. And I took a picture with my phone and made the cover. I'll tell you what, it was a great picture, so.
It was one of my favorite.
It was one of my favorite pictures, too. I've had 2 rabbits on the cover. Carol Sherrington was one, and she was on that hunt, too. She organized that hunt. Didn't get to hunt with Charles last year, but I think we're going to go again this year. So he's a good dude. And he runs those beagles. I mean, and there's been a couple of rabbit hunters I've been on. Chris Rosendale, who's mm-hmm. passed. His passion was rabbit hunting mm-hmm. as well. Nice guy. And Dale and Easton went on his place up in Right. I guess he was in Caroline County at that time.
Who, Chris?
No, yeah.
I thought he was Centerville area.
Well, yeah, but he came over to Dale's house and ran those brush lines and stuff. So
my dad had beagles for a while.
Did he?
And we had three of them. And I even took one of them up to college.
Really?
Yeah. Took the doghouse, took the beagle up in the trunk of my 63 Impala.
Oh my God!
And then we kept it up behind the fraternity house. And then what we did is there's some of my fraternity brothers and I used to go hunting Saturday morning.
What's wrong with that?
Because the cook didn't work on the weekend, so we could have rabbit stew for our meals on the weekends.
What's wrong with that?
Where'd you go to college?
Bucknell.
Bucknell. He went to Bucknell.
Yeah.
I used to work right around the corner from Bucknell.
What, in the prison?
Let's talk to Stan. Good morning, truck driving man. How are you, buddy?
Listen to all this levity.
Ah, we have a lot of levity here, that's for sure.
Just a quick, happy, early birthday.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that.
I'm rolling west of Frederick looking at the full moon. I think we're going to see a little bit of sunshine today, and it's just a good feeling all over.
That's good.
That moon was gorgeous.
It was up there. It was up 72 days ago. Ran all the way up to Clear Spring, and boy, I'll tell you, those poor deer are taking a hit right now this time of year, aren't they?
Oh, I can just believe it.
Yeah.
I can just believe it.
Yep.
I wanted to jump in real quick. I'm a multitask right now. I've got to get back to listening to my favorite show.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, then you got to change your dial.
To say, what is it?
Yeah, what is your favorite?
We'll tune in.
Sirius XM, right?
Hands on the wheel. I'll be listening. We'll catch you sometime in traffic.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Take care, Stan.
Thanks,
Stan.
Good shiny bye. Side up, buddy. See ya.
Trying.
Yep. Bye-bye. Oh, it's always nice to hear. Did you have a CBs back in the CB craze?
Oh, yeah.
No.
You never did?
No, I didn't. My dad had one in his pickup, but
yeah. Oh, my. It was a mess. Everybody had them. I mean,
Sassy Lady 13 was my CB handle.
Sassy Lady 13. How about that?
That was before she became Sparky.
Yeah, she's Sparky now. Anyway, on my grandfather's gun, John's weighing in on my grandfather's gun. What was it? Not an Ivor Johnson. Well, I wish I could think of it. I will. Anyway, look up. What am I looking up? Oh. My screen lit up and said, look up.
Maybe he meant at him.
At him? Why?
I don't know.
I don't know either. You know what I missed? I missed a commercial. Well, you were at Chesapeake Outdoors the other day.
Yes, I was.
You took your crossbow down there.
Right.
Get a little exam.
Exam. I wanted to. I was planning on leaving it get a new string and cables and all that. And it's the second time that I've taken it in there that I don't want my money.
Wow. Well, you know what? That just tells you they're fair minded and they're not out to do anything tricky. So, the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoors. And why do I say it's the first choice? Because that's the first place you come to when you cross the bridge on the Eastern Shore. It's right there at exit 39B. That's called Dominion Road, right off Route 50 East on Kent Island. Kent Island's largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies, custom bucktails and parachutes and umbrellas for the rockfish and planer boards and lines and flags if you're going to still troll for them. Rods and reels and tackle for the bay, for the rivers, for the freshwater fishing on the Eastern Shore and beyond, on a complete selection of live and frozen bait. Yeti coolers, Costa sunglasses. They have their own Chesapeake Outdoors T-shirts, which are pretty nice, and the Bubba Blade knives if you want to fillet and release. Shotguns, muzzleloaders, ammunition, and camo boots, hips, and waders for those of you who are so inclined. But they do carry the Matthews bows. The new Vertex is in stock, the Mission Crossbows with the Sub-1XR is the hot new lick from Mission. The Raven R26 and 29 crossbows there, and Hoyt bows are all on clearance sale, and they carry your brand, Barnett, Carbon Express, Excalibur, and 10-point, all right there at Chesapeake Outdoors. Why not stop by or give them a call? Dominion Road, exit 39B, Kent Island, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. So, continuing on. we're starting to do the crab magazine this year. The Maryland loves crabs, and we're getting into it pretty heavy. We talk to people every day about the magazine, and the ads are coming in, you know, from people around the state. And what we do need are some pictures of people who are in the process of crabbing, showing off their catch, their bushels. We don't want just pictures of your hand holding up a crab. I mean, we do that occasionally. But unusual crabs, three claws or unusual coloring. We got one in last night from our buddy at Captain Bob's up near you. You know where that is?
Oh, yeah, between Hampstead and Manchester.
Yeah. Robin loves his chicken. We got one in yesterday that has white claws. So we'll have that picture in. And he found a blue one, pure blue crab.
Oh, that was gorgeous.
Yeah, we'll put that one in there, too. So that was last year. So it's always nice to see weird stuff, too. I mean, it's nature. Everything is particularly consistent, so... Now, speaking of crabs, get your crab questions ready because Janine McClure will be here, and she's the program manager for the Maryland Blue Crab here in Chesapeake Bay. And we've got the winter dredge survey right here in my hot little hand with all the charts and graphs and numbers. So we'll be talking about that. And, we talked yesterday about mostly about recreational crabbing. Excuse me. Boy, must have been lack of sleep. I can't imagine why. So, what?
Nothing. I wouldn't shut up last night. I know.
Last night?
Okay. I wouldn't shut up ever. What do you want? I fight sleep like a little kid. I don't want to fall asleep.
She doesn't want to fall asleep. So she turns the TV on and says, "This will put you right to sleep." And then I wake up to Guy Fieri going, "Diners, drive-ins, and dives." Guy kills me. Yeah. Or that stupid, what is that celebrity show where they do the worst cooks in America, where they scream and catch each other on fire?
Oh, that's horrible.
That's a horrible show.
It used to be funny, but now they try to be too funny.
Yeah, when you try too hard, it doesn't work.
And then they just look stupid.
Yeah, I agree.
Worst cooks in America.
Save us, somebody. Give us a call, 410-WCBM680, 410-922-668. Have you taken anybody new fishing or hunting in the last 5 years? This is a question for our listeners. Have you introduced anybody to the outdoors? Any of our listeners? Kids? Grandkids?
Yeah, Jason, where are you? Because Jason does it.
Jason's got, he's got Aiden, going fishing, shooting a 22 and the whole deal. That's a nephew. But, are you passing it on? I can think of a couple. My grandson, of course. Mm-hmm. And Laura.
No, I'd say that's...
Laura was in her 30s when she started.
Right.
And, she loves to hunt. And then there's... Then there's Laura. Did I mention Jacob?
And we had Fran.
Fran.
And
that's right.
Just the other day, Chrissy asked you to take her and teach her how to hunt.
That's right. She did.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
My daughter's best friend and my second daughter.
Yep, Chrissy. Yep. So, there's plenty of opportunities. People want to know. They want to learn. Right. And they want to, they take a look at it for... They know that game is a sustainable resource if managed properly.
Mm-hmm.
Any wildlife is. And, it's interesting. I talk all the time to people in DNR, and I talk all the time. Let's just leave it like that. But who is the face of the Department of Natural Resources that the public sees? Who is the face of Maryland's DNR?
Got me.
I don't even know anymore, honestly.
It's not the bureaucrats, okay? It's not the people that are in the ivory towers of Annapolis. It's not the biologists that are out there in the field doing the hard work. It's the natural resources police, okay?
Right,
and that's how you judge. That is how most people judge this department.
Right.
Their interactions on the water, in the woods, with the natural resources police. And... those aren't the people who are making the game decisions. Those are the people enforcing the laws that protect our wild resources, okay? So when you talk to our Department of Natural Resources, and one hand isn't washing the other, and the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing, it's a little disappointing, you know, because they're all the administrators, all the leaders are in one building together, and it's like they're on different planets, you know. Well, what about this decision by NRP, or what about this? And they look at you and go, yeah, well, we, you know, that's some, they're over on the other side of the building, and it's like, folks, get it together, because your public, your people that are basically paying your bills,
right?
You know, the people that are buying the licenses, they need to know. They really need to know. And I'll say it, I said it before and I'll say it again. We haven't seen anything from the Natural Resources Police on their site as far as a news release on any arrests or any court decisions or any trials or any violations since October of 2018.
That's sad, actually.
Are they doing anything?
Don't know.
Now, there's a good question, Chuck. Are they? How would we know?
Right.
How would we know? Okay. Are they doing anything?
I mean, I used to enjoy listening to you give the report every
the
fishery, week.
Yeah, of course. Hasn't been anything right. since October. Are people have people suddenly found God and stopped breaking the law?
Yeah, right.
I seriously doubt it. Okay. Are we not making arrests? What's going on? Do you know?
Maybe.
Do you know we haven't had any reports of any hunting accidents in Maryland? So apparently we're very safe. Since 2015 on the website, the hunter incident report has not been updated. 2015. What year is this again? Is 2019.
I think so, yeah.
How many hunting seasons have gone by? And where do we hear about tree stand safety? And, you know, we hear about it all the time. If you take a hunter education course, it's part of the thing. Be safe in your tree stand. Wear your harness. Da 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 da. Okay. But if somebody falls.
Facebook. That's the only place you hear it now.
Well, that's sad.
I'm telling you.
That's sad. I've pretty much checked out of Facebook.
I know, but what I'm saying is we're not getting it from our public officials. It's just rumor and anyone stuff over Facebook.
That's true.
Yeah. That's sad.
I agree. So who's running the show?
Autopilot.
Apparently it's on autopilot. That's a good way to put it, Chuck. That is a good way to put it. So I don't know. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number there is 410-242-6108. And they sell Browning firearms. Right now is the time of year when you should get that new firearm for the upcoming hunting season and practice. Go to the range, go to the Sporting Clays range, go to the gun range, get your optics all sighted in. Let me tell you about one of the best rifles made by Browning, and in my opinion, one of the best rifles made commercially, and that is the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon. It comes in arid urban camouflage, which is kind of a cool camo pattern, a composite stock. The barrel has a Cerakote finish, so that means it's pretty much indestructible and impervious to anything that could harm your barrel. It's a fluted sporter barrel. It's got a threaded muzzle brake. If you want to use a muzzle brake, if you want to use a suppressor, you can do that. The rotary magazine is detachable, short throw bolt, and the trigger's adjustable. Comes in three varieties. The Hell's Canyon Speed, then there's the Long Range, which is a longer barrel. The Speed has a shorter barrel, it's a lighter weight, and then the Long Range Macmillan model as well. Comes in select calibers, high calibers for any type of hunting that you would like to do. It's the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon. On the shotgun side, there's the old dependable BPS, the BPS Hunting and Sporting Pump Action Shotgun. Comes in Mossy Oak Breakup Country Camo, 410, 20, 12, and 10-gauge models. And there's a 12-gauge rifle deer hunter available if you like a pump action shotgun. Composite stock, steel action with dual action bars, bottom shell ejection, and a top tang safety with Invector Plus choke tubes come right along with it. All these are priced on request at Clyde Sports Shop. See the full line of Browning firearms, including the Buckmark pistols, the waterfowl shotguns, and the 725 Satori for sporting clays and trap and skate and skeet and trap and skate. Throw that skate up in the air. No, they don't do that. Trap and skeet and field models available. All at Clyde Sports Shop. I told you the address. Phone number again, 410-242-6108, your full-line Browning dealer.
Storm chances going up for the back of our weekend forecast. Just a 20% chance of a stray storm here top of the weekend with highs today near 80 degrees, lows tonight down to 63, and then afternoon thunderstorms on Sunday with a high near 86 degrees. Mostly cloudy Monday, Tuesday, 70s and 80s. And we've got several warm days next week with strong upper-level high pressure drying us out next week and warming things up for the area. I'm meteorologist Scott Lauriemore from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Hey, if you enjoy gardening or you just like having pretty flowers around, I like to recommend Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn. That's just off Interstate 97. Papa John's greenhouses are just full and bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. They've got annuals by the pack, by the flat, and perennials by the pot, bedding plants, planters, hanging baskets too, colorful pansies, impatiens, petunias, and much, much more. I can't say all the names. They even carry the proven winter specialty plants. Now, Papa John's Farm has all the vegetable plants too. They're ready to plant in your home garden. Tasty tomatoes and squash and onions and watermelon and cantaloupe, even hot peppers and herbs. Papa John's Farm is located, I can't help saying it. Papa John's Farm is located just off I-97 at exit 12, 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. Just drive right to the greenhouses to make your selections or give them a call. Here's the number coming up. Write it down. 410-969-5909. 410-969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's Farm for your garden or even for your church. Don't forget, some churches like to put flowers on the altar every Sunday, and you can do that as well. Call 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. Visit Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
stranger from Blue Rock, Montana, rode into town one day. And under his knees was a raging black stallion, walking behind was a bay. The red-headed stranger had eyes like thunder, and his lips, they were sad and tight. His little lost love lay asleep on the hillside, and his heart was heavy as night. Don't cross it.